Guys make me feel special.
Just a little bit, right?
First day is always a special day.
And on that first day, you feel a little
fun? I feel great. I think a lot of times people say excited, which is, you know, the go-to, right? But I am really, I haven't gotten much sleep the last couple of nights, just you know, chomping at the bit. Excited to get back out here and play ball. You know, it's obviously something I love to do, but, you know, I'm ready to get out there and compete and enjoy it.
Are you in any way limited, or are you full go?
I better not be. But, you know, if the boss says I'm limited, then I will be. But, you know, it's hard to lead from the back. And, you know, obviously, as a leader, you want to lead by example. So you need to be out there taking all the reps and, you know, running to the ball, practicing hard. So you set that example. So then when you tell someone they need to do the same, and yeah, it's, you know, there's some merit to it. It's on the film, as opposed to, you know, you do a rep or two, come out with being smart, but then how do you get on the guy about practicing hard? So I hope not.
Do you look at it as you have to step into that role even more as a leader, or is it the same as it always been? Because obviously you lost a guy in the back who's been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young guys in the back end.
I wouldn't say it's more of a leader. I think. You know, we all lead in our own way. And I think what's unique about leaders is I think it just matters to them, so people notice that. So they follow you. You know, if I had it my way, I would want everybody to want to lead or do things a certain way or do things the right way, so that, you know, there may be a young guy or even a veteran guy can watch them and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to do it that way.
You don't feel, though, you have to be more vocal or anything then? Is that...
I think the system makes us more vocal. Spags puts a lot of pressure on us in terms of making a lot of adjustments and checks at the line. You know what? It doesn't matter, really. I think when it comes down to it, you just want to do it the right way. And, you know, if that means getting on the guy, you get on him. And if that means loving the guy and praising a young guy for doing it the right way, you do it. And hopefully, you know, we all come together. We got to get on the same page right away. You know, doing the same thing at the same time and playing great defense.
As you guys enter the first day of practice, how much of Spag's system do you have?
Well, it's all review. You know, we crammed for OTAs, which is, I think, is the best way to do it. You know, at least have seen it once. Even if you haven't mastered it, hopefully, you know, we have some time here. Obviously, days are longer now, so there's more meetings. We'll meet three times before we even practice the first day. So, you know, the way we installed, I think, was the right way to do it. Just get everything out there, probably 90% of what we do, and then, you know, we come back for training camp. You know, there's some carryover.
You had any contact with Jason Pierre-Paul?
I have not. I guess if I had to put myself in his situation, I would probably feel the same way. I would probably feel, you know, cut off from the world a little bit. Why me? You know, I would feel that I got a bad shake, for sure. And the media doesn't make it any easier. You know, turn it on and people were talking about it, and, you know, the way people made light of it at the ESPYs, it was untasteful, but, you know, it's the world we live in. So I have not spoken to him.
Any doubts he'll be able to play this year?
I just want him to be okay as a person. Obviously, you know, you have a really big injury like that, something that's unforeseen, and Murphy's Law, and emotionally, I could imagine how he feels. I know what it's like to have the game taken away from you for a period of time, and hopefully he just comes to terms with it mentally, emotionally, and then he can start his, you know, his quest to coming back. But, you know, we look forward to seeing him as soon as possible, as soon as he's able to, and when he's ready.
Between
Yeah, you know, I think there's some benefits to having something you love taken away from you. Now, in my situation, you know, maybe one too many, we'll say, but I think when you can step back and see how, you know, the games just keep going, someone else takes your position, the games are still sold out, fans are still crazy about the Giants, and you thought you were a big part of the equation, you realize that, you know, you're really just paying rent. So,
I think that, that there are some benefits to that, having it taken away from you, and then I think you value it when you do get it back. So I look forward, you know, for him to have a huge season this year.
But it's not like without you two, they don't do the Super Bowl without you, children.
No, that didn't happen. But if it did, I would be happy for, you know, the organization, for my team. But I wouldn't want to win it that way. You know, you bring that up. I think about Jeremy Shockey. I think in 07 he was injured for that game. So I know Shockey. I know how competitive he is. And trust me, he was happy. But at the same time, it's a tough way to get a win.